For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back into Tide Talk Live. Stacy Blackwood, joined as always by my good buddy Jake Thomas. Jake, it's been a while. Good to be back with you on the show. Can't wait to dive into today's episode. First of all, how you doing? How's the family? Good to see you.
Stacy's doing good, man. It's been a while. Everybody's doing great. The baby's growing, you know, and she's oohing and aahing and doing, you know, baby things right now. But it's I took my last week off of work for my birthday week, but I just pretty much spent time with her and the wife, Cassidy, for that week. So it was good to just have some family time for sure.
No doubt about it. That's always good when you have a new baby. Yeah, life is busy right now. Son's in baseball. That's taken up, you know, every night of the week besides church night. So we're pretty booked right now, but we're here tonight on a Monday night, April 22nd, to discuss some transfer portal talk for the Crimson Tide football team and kind of the movements we've seen so far, or even the lack thereof as far as portal entries from the Tide. So we'll talk about all that here in just a minute, but please do make sure to subscribe here to our YouTube channel. We're free and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify as well, part of the Believe Network. Please jump in the comments as well. Give us your thoughts on the show, any thoughts, opinions, questions, comments, concerns. All of that there in the comment section here on YouTube, or leave us that 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and give us your comments there. Jake, I guess we can kind of start with something that's a little surprising to some people, even to both you and me. It's been pretty quiet from Alabama's perspective in terms of guys who have left the Crimson Tide to enter the portal. Just a handful of walk-ons have left so far. Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, it's very surprising, Stacey. I figured you were seeing several people already, you know, made the announcement that they're hitting the portal. I think they have to, what, the 12th of May or something like that?
Yes, it's so hard to keep up with.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've got like another couple of weeks, but usually that first day is when you see the majority of people jump in when they first come up. And then you have some trickle-down effect. You have one or two stragglers here and there in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, I've been not having, you know, anybody, you know, big, anybody big really lately, you know, in there yet. It's very surprising to me, honestly. So, we'll just have to see how it plays out. I know we got our eyes set on a couple more guys. And like we talked about before we got on the show, the scholarship's got to work out. So, you know, we're going to have, if we want to go get somebody out of the portal or two or three guys, we're going to have to get somebody in the portal to make room for that scholarship. So we'll see how it works out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little shocked that, or not shocked is not the right word, slightly surprised that there hasn't been a little more activity from the Alabama roster, but there's still a few days left, like you mentioned, that they can enter the portal. And I would expect, I mean, I'm not going to say any names. That'd just be a reach, but I would expect a name or two to drop, you know, from the team to enter the portal. But we'll see how that plays out. But I think, you know, and something may change by the time people are watching this or listening to this show as we record this on Monday night. So the transfer portal never sleeps. So anything can happen between the time that we're recording this and the time that people are able to watch or listen to this. But it's been quiet. Kudos to Coach DeBoer and his coaching staff for, you know, building the relationship that they've been able to build over the past couple months since he's been there and took over for Nick Saban. So just a credit to him and his staff. It seems like the players like the staff a lot. They're very comfortable with what Coach DeBoer is implementing and the kind of standard he is beginning to set for the program as well. So, and the vision that he has for the program. So great to see that from Coach DeBoer and the staff there in Tuscaloosa. And as we talk about the portal, Jake, the news broke on Sunday early that Graham Nicholson, the guy who beat out Will Riker to win the Lou Groves Award, that Alabama was the trending team for him. And then late Sunday night, he made the commitment on Twitter to come play for Coach DeBoer and the Crimson Tide. I thought after 8A Jake and you know, after what we heard from some of the scrimmage this spring, that place kicker could potentially be a position of target for Coach DeBoer and his staff this transfer portal cycle. But I thought it had to be the right guy. And, you know, getting the Lou Groza guy, I don't think there's a better guy you could have gotten. So what a massive pickup, Jake, for Coach DeBoer and his staff, because we've seen what having a big-time kicker can get you, Jake. It can win you games. It can get you back into games. It can put you ahead in games. Will Reichard was clutch for Alabama. If Nicholson can bring that type of play to Tuscaloosa like he did for Miami of Ohio last year, that's big time for this team in 2024.
Yeah, I guarantee, you know, when Kalen DeBoer woke up Sunday morning and was like, man, I got to look, you know, dig through the portal and find me a kicker, he never would expect the Lou Groza, you know, award winner being in that. He's like, whoa, I got him. So, you know, and you know, it just worked out in Alabama's favor. Yeah, you know, it's going to be really hard to replace Will Reichard and the hearts of us Alabama fans, but having the guy who won that award over Will Reichard, and there's some, you know, we can go and say some controversy back and forth, but he was also very deserving of winning that, just like Will Reichard was. So Alabama's in good hands, you know, place kicker wise, with Nicholson for sure.
Yeah, just get one season with Nicholson, but Jake, his numbers last year, 27 of 28 on field goal attempts, and he made 25 straight.
Yeah.
25 straight during the season, which set a record for most consecutive made attempts. He's a great kicker, Jake, and you know, it's like you mentioned, it's going to be hard to replace the legend of Will Reichard, but he doesn't have to do that, Jake. All he has to do is come in and be a consistent place kicker for Alabama, and Crimson Tide fans will be just fine with that. There's another guy that Alabama's targeting right now, Jake, kind of broke today. Arizona State defensive back who just entered the portal, Ed Woods, is apparently going to be taking a visit this upcoming weekend to Alabama. He entered the portal actually today on Monday. And I think according to Pro Football Focus, Jake, Ed Woods was the highest rated returning player for the Sun Devils this season. Mm-hmm. He's entered the portal at a position of need for Alabama. This would be a major get for Coach DeBoer and his staff, because look, he's a corner, Jake. So you got Damani Jackson, a transfer from USC. And then after that, it's a bunch of freshmen.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about Jaleel Hurley, who's a redshirt freshman. And then the rest of the guys are true freshmen. So you're talking about a guy who's played a couple years at the Power 5 level. Over the last two seasons, he's accumulated 66 tackles and 3 forced fumbles. Like I mentioned, he's a guy who was the highest-rated player returning for the Sun Devils. So if Alabama can get him on campus and sell him on, hey, look, you got a chance to come in and compete for a starting role in the secondary here, that would be a big get for Coach DeBoer.
Yes, as you mentioned it, we've got a lot of talent at defensive back and at corner. But outside of Jackson, there's no experience. So you do need I feel like you do need a guy who has experience. And with Ed Woods, you know, announcing today that he's in the portal, I do assume and will assume that we're going to go hot and heavy on him and try to win him over this weekend, because we – you know, even though there is talent, it's just that, you know, it's that experience factor, you know. So get him on campus and let the younger guys grow, and then their next turn will be in the years prior, you know, coming up. So just get Ed Woods on campus, win him over, and then we should have our lockdown corner on the opposite side of Jackson for this season.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it shouldn't be surprising that like you said, Coach DeBoer and his staff are targeting a cornerback or defensive back here in this transfer portal window, because he talked about it all spring. He talked about the offensive line. He talked about the defensive backs, how just from a numbers standpoint, both position groups were thin. Well, the offensive line has Caden Proctor coming in. I still think there's an opportunity that this staff could take another offensive lineman if it's the right guy. I think it's almost like the place kicker. If it's the right guy, they'll bring him in. But you look at defensive back, numbers are thin. Experience is just not there, especially at the cornerback position. I think getting Woods would be huge for the secondary entering the 2024 season. And I think you talk about youth and inexperience in the secondary. The good thing is, though, Jake, you got Malachi Moore back. You got Devontae Smith. I know he hasn't played a ton, but, Jake, he's been in college for 3 or 4 years now.
Right.
He understands what it takes to play championship-level football. Mm-hmm. So he's back there. Damani Jackson played at USC. He's got some experience. And then you sprinkle in the young talent that is there. Getting a guy like Woods from Arizona State would kind of be the icing on the cake for this secondary, for Mo Linguist and that coaching staff there in the secondary for Alabama. So getting him on campus is huge. I like to I tell people that talk about recruiting and worry about recruiting, especially when it comes to portal guys. If you get the kid on campus, then especially at a place like Alabama, and this goes for basketball as well. If you get the kid on campus, your chances of landing him have increased dramatically. And I think if once they get him on campus, I'm not sure he leaves without making a commitment to Alabama, because the opportunity for playing time is there. I mean, you're competing against freshmen or redshirt freshmen for that starting role opposite of Damani Jackson. So the opportunity to play is there for Woods. So it's going to be interesting to see how Coach DeBoer and his staff kind of sell him on that.
Yeah, I want to make one quick comment, Stacey, about the secondary as well. You know, in the last portal, we also picked up a guy in Keon Sab who has a lot of experience. So having him and Malachi in that back, it really helped. But, you know, and outside of Jackson, like I said, the corner position is kind of thin. And there's a lot of experience there, or a lot of talent, just no experience. So, you know, Ed Woods can come in day one and be a starter. And I think, you know, the coaching staff is going to just sell him on that. And I think he's going to make a commitment. He may not commit over the weekend, but I assume within the few days afterwards, him coming on campus, he'll probably make a commitment.
Yeah, I'm still going to stick to my guns. I think once he gets on campus, once Coach DeBoer and the entire coaching staff, Courtney Morgan, the GM, they have a chance to kind of sit down with him and his family and discuss the scheme, how he fits, their plans, the possibility of earning a starting spot. I think that's all the kid needs. He knows what Alabama's about. He knows what Coach DeBoer's about, having played against him in the Pac-12, seeing him and what he does. So I think he gets on campus. I think a commitment is just right around the corner. I would predict that he does end up a part of this transfer portal class for Alabama. Jake, if you – I know we briefly touched on possibly adding another offensive lineman. Do you think there's any – other position group you could see Alabama target, you know, this cycle of the portal?
Outside of like maybe a defensive lineman, I don't really see much, you know, offensive line and defensive line. That's where your bread and butter is at, and, you know, in the SEC. And DeBoer's already talked about him needing to beef up the depth at, you know, offensive line. So we know he's probably going to look for, you know, a piece there, but, you know, maybe bring in another defensive lineman, or, you know, either way. But that would be probably the only position that I could foresee, because we're pretty stacked at running back, pretty stacked at wide receiver. Tight ends are really, really talented. So, and then your linebacker group is really talented as well. So defensive line, offensive line, you know, beat them up for depth reasons, about the only thing I can see.
Yeah. From a number standpoint overall though, Jake, this team is starting to come together, or this roster is starting to come together. It looks solid, Jake. I mean, it's up there with as good a roster as there is in college football. And it kind of makes me think of the job. I'm not sure us Alabama fans are appreciating enough the job that Coach DeBoer's done so far since he's been at Alabama. You know, keeping the core of this team together, you know, when you talk about Jalen Milroe, Tyler Booker, Jaden Roberts, Malachi Moore, you know, those veteran players, Deontay Lawson, Jahad Campbell, Tim Keenan, Tim Smith, just that nucleus of players who's been there for a while. They stuck together. They bought in with are buying in with what Coach DeBoer and his entire staff are trying to sell, what their vision is for this program moving forward post Nick Saban. And what a job he's done. Not only what we've been talking about tonight as far as the way he's attacked the transfer portal, but also the way he's recruiting here for the class of 2025, Jake. It's a top 10 class so far. He's made a very concentrated effort on the linebacker position, which is really important for the defensive scheme they're running. Also, there's a good chance you're going to lose a ton of talent to the NFL draft next year with Jihad Campbell, Deontay Lawson, Quindarius Robinson. You know, potentially a Keanu Coat could move up draft boards. So Justin Jefferson's a senior. So there's going to be a lot of guys leave at that position group. So Coach DeBoer has attacked that group so far in 2025 and brought in some of the best talent there at the linebacker position. And I the way it's looking right now, Jake, I would be shocked if Alabama didn't finish inside the top five for the class of 2025 when it's all said and done. It's a long way until signing day. But Coach DeBoer is you know, he's planted his flag there in Tuscaloosa and has done a tremendous job, Jake. And I'm not sure we've appreciated enough what he's done so far.
Yeah, you're right, Stacey. I've been really impressed with you know, him stepping foot on campus from his opening, you know, ceremonies and his speech where he talked about, you know, this is my team now, but I'm still going to let Saban give me some ideas because, I mean, he's the greatest coach ever. So why wouldn't I use his, you know, and tap into his mind per se? And then we move into, you know, him filling out his staff. He done, you know, pulling a couple of head coaches to be just, you know, coordinators on his, you know, or just a regular coach on his staff. Very amazing to see that. And then what he's done in the transfer portal so far, he's worked his tail off. And, you know, he made a comment I saw the other day where they asked him about what the expectation was this year and or if a championship was the expectation. He said, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it be? It's Alabama, or to something to that effect. So he knows what the standard is at Alabama and what we want, and that is national championships. And he's got the right mindset. So we do need to give him a lot of credit. I think this transition is going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think the way he worded that, Jake, I think I remember what you're referencing there. I think he said the standard or the expectation is always to compete and win championships.
Yeah.
So and he has that pedigree, Jake. He's a winner, and he has that saying, you know, winners win because that's what winners do. Right. He's done nothing but win his entire career, and he's really started off on the right foot in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, I think another great point of the kind of job he's done is the fact that Ty Simpson's staying on board, Dylan Lonergan staying on board. That quarterback room, Jake, is – man. And that's a conversation we can have as we get deeper into the offseason. Just the depth of this quarterback room, the depth of the running back room. Jeez, man. I mean, what Jeremy Bernard showed in A-Day. I think you have to be excited about the offense entering this season.
Yeah, the offense looks like it's going to be, you know, great. I can't wait to see it on the field. The very first play of A-Day I remember was Jam Miller running for like 28 yards. So, I mean, I was that, you know, you think in a system like that is going to be more pass heavy, but it's not. You know, you got a three-headed monster at running back. If we can keep Richard Young on campus, which I believe he'll stay and be part of that three-headed monster. But my gosh, I mean, it's just pick your poison in that, you know, in that running back room. You know, you got Jam Miller. He's so small. I mean, he's bulky, but he's so short that once he gets behind his lineman, you can't see him. So he can just find it, snake a hole and get in the second, third level. And he's past you before you know it. Justice Haynes is at speed. You know, he's a speed guy. And Rich Young is also a speed guy as well. So I'm excited. There's a lot to be excited about this team. And I'm not even talking about the defense. The defense I'm very excited about as well.
Yeah, we'll hold off on all the positional breakdowns for when we get to the nitty-gritty of the offseason, Jake, because there's still some portal things that I think are going to happen over the next couple weeks. And even on the basketball front, it was just announced here just a minute ago by Joe Tipton of On3 that Clifford, whatever his name is from Rutgers, the highly touted center transfer, is going to be, in fact, visiting Alabama this weekend. So I think once you, like I just mentioned a few minutes ago, when Nate Oates gets you on campus,
yeah, it's done for.
I mean, it's almost signed, sealed, delivered. So I don't want to, you know, count our chickens before they hatch, but
put the cart before the horse. But
yeah, but I'm pretty, you get him on campus, I'll be pretty confident. So a lot to look forward to there.
Yeah. And honestly, with that basketball team, we was a center away, a true rim protector away from winning the national championship, honestly.
Yeah.
So we get one of those guys in and it's lights out.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot to talk about over the summer about this Hoops team as well. So excited about that. But but that's going to wrap up today's show, guys. A lot of fun to talk about the portal because it's ever-changing. And like I said, we're recording this on Monday night. By the time we get this out and you're listening or watching on Tuesday, everything we've been saying could be off or not. So we'll see how that goes. But been a lot of fun, Jake. Can't wait to get back into a show here in a couple more days to talk about, you know, maybe perhaps Ed Woods joining the program via the transfer portal. So we'll talk. Well, maybe we'll have that to talk about next week. So we'll see how that goes. Been a lot of fun. Make sure you do like, share, and subscribe today to our YouTube channel. Also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, just wherever you find your podcast. You can find Tide Talk Live on the Believe Network. But for Stacey Blackwood and Jake Thomas, this has been Tide Talk Live. Until next time, roll tide.
Roll tide.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.